It's Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. You can talk with America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and welcome, everyone, to the program on a chilly night here in Atlanta. 32.1 degrees right now. That's the official temperature here at News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. We'd like for you to be a part of the program. And to do so, you just have to pick up your telephone and call 872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK is our national toll-free number. Our guest tonight in the studio, as we promised from last week, Michael Hayes is back with us. And tonight we're going to play a cut of the Slam Jam 1 album. And, Michael, what are we going to be hearing later in this very broadcast?
Well, you know, Jim, I'm still excited from the two-hour special we had tonight, and everything just keeps to keep flowing.
Well, calm down.
Well, I can't calm down. Everything's hot. And I figured if we're going to play tribute to somebody that was definitely the top guy in WCW this weekend, it'd have to be the United States heavyweight champion Ravishing Rick Rude, so we will kick off with his song.
He was rather auspicious this weekend, no doubt about that, defeating Rude defeated Ron Simmons in the tag match on WCW Saturday night, Rude and Vader against Ron Simmons and Sting.
Quite handedly.
And with the Rude Awakening. Somewhat dubious on how it was set up, but be that as it may, the Rude Awakening was very effective. And then today he defeated Kensuke Sasaki and stopped Sasaki's winning streak. So it's been a very banner weekend for Rude, no doubt about that.
Not to mention my scoop this morning.
I didn't know you got up that early.
Yeah, well, you've seen it.
I'm proud of you.
Proof is in the pudding.
I'm proud of you.
Sometimes I don't go to bed.
The 90s Walter Winchell, no doubt about it. And kids are saying, who in the heck is Walter Winchell?
But they're not saying who in the heck is Michael P.S. Hayes or Rick Rude, and they won't be saying that after the 28th, Jim.
The 28th, of course, is Starrcade 92. It's going to be here in Atlanta from the Omni, exclusively on pay-per-view for you. We hope if you can't be with us in the Omni, you'll call your cable company and watch it on pay-per-view. But nothing like being there live, and tickets for the event are on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets throughout the Atlanta area. 249-6400, the number to call for tickets, 249-6400 in Atlanta. We've got five championships, actually, will be decided. The world title with Rude and Simmons one-on-one. The King of Cable, Sting, and Big Van Vader. The NWA title, which will be Masachono and the Great Muta. Battle Bowl champion will be crowned. And the world tag team title, which will be officially announced this weekend on TV. But we can tell you, because you tuned in here tonight, that all the formalities have been completed. And it will be announced this weekend that Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas will wrestle Flying Brian Pillman and Barry Windham for the World Tag Titles, Mike, at Starrcade. So it should be a real good match.
It should be very interesting. And if I was Barry Windham, I'd be a little bit suspicious of anybody at this point, considering what Dustin Rhodes, how he turned his back on him. But the combination of Windham's big, his agility and his power, and Pillman's flying...
Well, they complement each other very well, and Windham has been a world champion in tag team action. Pillman has been a U.S. champion with the Z-Man on occasion. So I think they're a very formidable team to challenge Steamboat and Young Shane Douglas, and that match will be formally announced this weekend on TV, this coming weekend. And we'll be telling you a little bit later what to expect to see this weekend on TBS and on Worldwide Wrestling. We'll also take a look at the WCW calendar. A lot of big events coming up. For example, tomorrow here in Atlanta at Center Stage at 7 o'clock on West Peachtree, big TV taping there. And then Wednesday in Louisville, Kentucky. You're going to be in Louisville, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Louisville, and I'm going to ruin Eric Watts' homecoming to his alma mater.
That'll be Wednesday night in Louisville.
And luckily enough, they'll have television cameras there just to catch it.
Good planning on your part. And Friday night in Cleveland. And Saturday, a big event, and I know we have a lot of listeners up in the Columbus, Ohio area. The promoter there, Frank Moskowitz.
And back at the Ohio Center, where when back in the Georgia Championship Wrestling days, where we first started, and we went there and packed, they camped out to get tickets. I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing the same right now.
So we'll be talking more about the events coming up, and also a lot of things in the news. Steiner Brothers, from time to time, people ask me about the Steiner Brothers. Basically, that story is very, very simple. Their contracts have expired. Neither side, the Steiners or WCW, have been able to reach contractual agreements. And so as a result of that, the Steiners, who have been a little bit injury-prone in the last couple of years, recently, by the way, lost their IWGP tag titles to Scott Norton and Tony Halme over in Tokyo. We still don't know the status of the TV title. It hasn't officially been declared vacant. And I think maybe should it be declared vacant. Maybe we have too many titles. I don't know.
Well, if you want to get right down to it, why it happened is when I got behind Bobby Lee Eaton and Arn Anderson and the week after the clash back in September, the September clash, and we defeated the Steiners right there on television, on TBS, they've been in a constant slump, a downslide.
So,
thank you.
So you've
thank you.
You've worked your way into that situation as well.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Very clever there, Mike. Tuco Scorpio certainly getting rave reviews. What a great high-flying offensive competitor he is. I think the true test here will be when he takes on tougher competition on a one-on-one basis.
Definitely. And, you know, doesn't he kind of remind you of Muda?
Yeah, he has some great moves like Muda. He sure does. He's a very he's a dynamic newcomer. We're excited about having him here in WCW. Sting, as we mentioned, will wrestle two times at Starrcade. There may be others, but Sting will draw double duty due to the lethal lottery. So 11 names will be drawn out of how many that are entered at Starrcade. Sting is the fifth man that officially is qualified. Johnny B. Badd and Cactus Jack, Dan Spivey and Van Hammer, the first four names drawn. That's one match. Sting is qualified or eligible, and somebody will be drawn as his partner.
And it could be Big Van Vader.
It could be. It could be Michael Hayes.
It could be Michael Hayes.
It could not be Jim Ross.
No, it could not be
Thank
Jim Ross.
Goodness for all the fans paying whatever it is they're going to be paying to watch this on pay-per-view. Larry Zbyszko is going to join me tomorrow night at center stage. Larry has been on our Saturday night program the last couple of weeks.
I enjoy him.
Has the inside track at the co-host job on that program. And I don't know what the fans think about Larry, but I enjoy working with him because, much like you, Mike, he has a very unique insight to the sport. He certainly understands the holes and the strategies, and I think that's what the fans want instead of two people arguing all the time about. I mean, I don't always agree with you, but that's really not the issue here. I mean, I had the opportunity to state my point of view, as do you, and I don't think people want to hear us screaming and yelling at each other.
No, I don't think so either. I even like listening to you and Larry, except I don't like looking at you because you both dress so dull, you know?
Well, you have to talk to Larry. I can't change. I'm that weatherman vein. I may be doing weather sometime on the shopping network someday before it's all said and done.
Well, don't worry about the GQ cover.
I know. Hey, last Sunday, the Sunday night main event was a big hit. The highest rated wrestling program on cable television in the United States last week was the main event on Sunday night on TBS. And so the program reached, I think, about 3 million people. Not bad.
Well, not bad at all. And I guess my hat goes off to you sometimes you're an executive producer, but really my hat goes off to you because you were so smart enough. Months ahead, you had a vision. Get Michael P.S. Hayes on here and watch the ratings skyrocket.
And he weasels his way back into that topic too, ladies and gentlemen. The Chono Muda match in Japan drawing a lot of notoriety in Tokyo. A lot of people making a lot about that one. That's going to be an outstanding matchup. And I don't think the fans fully realize what WCW has done here, in as much as this match was obviously was much sought after for Tokyo, for Japan, WCW officials able to negotiate it away. Some problems over there as far as the officiating was concerned. They wanted a neutral site, and here we are. So we get the benefit of that.
I think that's real interesting that it's over here because, you know, tonight I think we've seen a real dark side to Muda in that classic in the fall brawl. And over in Japan, because they're so, you know, so into honor and respect, I think over here he could kind of let his hair down, so to speak. And I'd like to see that darker side of him instead of just a classic wrestling match because he does have some good evilness.
We touched on Rick Rude earlier in the program. Rude had a big weekend, as we mentioned. And I see some distinct advantages that he has regarding Ron Simmons' experience. I think his cardiovascular conditioning, his long match conditioning, if you will, just break it down, and the fact that he says he will do whatever it takes to win the championship. And, you know, I don't know. I got a feeling that that something bad is going to happen to Ron Simmons on Starrcade.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And as I said tonight in the commentary off camera, not on camera, Rick Rude divulged to me, of course, that he's going to exploit something, and probably by this weekend, about Ron Simmons, possibly a flaw that will cost him the world title. But don't count Ron Simmons out. I mean, I'm sure he's training extra hard, and he's preparing to go 30, 45 minutes. Whether you can do it or not is another question.
The WCW Tour of Europe will be in March. We're going to keep you updated on that. Tickets are selling steadily over there. They haven't even announced the card yet. Tickets are selling well there. I'm not asked to do the ring announcing in Belfast. I'll pass on that trip.
Well, I couldn't blame him, but Dublin was great because I went last time. Dublin was great.
You know that WCW is scheduled to be in Dublin, Ireland in March on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, that'll be fantastic. That'll be something.
Fans, we're going to take your calls here on Wrestling with Jim Ross. We'd like for you to be a part of the program. 872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. All nine of our lines are full. We'll get to your calls right after this on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
This is Tony Schiavone of World Championship Wrestling. You're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. If you'd like to call and talk, call in Atlanta at 872-0750 or outside of Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Thanks very much, Tony. And Tony will probably be sitting in my chair here next week as I'll be down in Tampa with the Falcons next Sunday. Could get back in time, and if I do, certainly I'll be here with Tony for the broadcast. I'll be taking your calls. The program will be live next week in any event right here. Let's take a look at the weather. Our meteorologist, Kirk Hedlock Mellish, says that tonight, scattered light rain, a few snowflakes, but no accumulation for the Atlanta area. Low tonight near 32, and tomorrow turning partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 52. Right now, it's 32.2 degrees here in Atlanta on Wrestling with Jim Ross. Thanks for being with us. We're going to go to the telephones. Michael Hayes is here. And a little bit after the news tonight, the bottom of the hour, we will be playing a cut of the Slam Jam 1 album that will be available for Christmas. And we'll be playing the new Ravishing Rick Rude theme song. That'll be a little bit later in the program. And I'm sure that Sean in Atlanta is excited about that. Hi, Sean, and welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you. And I might want something about last year's talk tape. Who is Sting's tag team partner?
Abdullah.
And am I going to this year's, what is next? First match, who is there?
The first match this year is going to be Johnny B. Badd and Cactus Jack against Heavy Metal Van Hammer and Dangerous Dan Spivey. And then we're assuming that the next match will involve Sting and three other athletes. Let's talk to Zane in LaGrange. Hi, Zane. You're on AM 750 WSB.
Greetings, gentlemen, from the home of Chick Donovan.
That's right.
I was going to ask about the tour to Europe. That sounds very exciting. But any other details available than what you talked about just a few minutes ago? It's just planned in March.
Well, I don't have the... I don't believe I have the exact cities.
I think it kicks off in Wimbledon Stadium.
Wimbledon.
Wow, same that'll thing. Be tremendous.
Same thing. You know, I'm an American. I go over there. Yeah. I say it. They come see me. You know.
We're going to Birmingham, Sheffield, London, Dublin.
Wow.
Where else? Belfast.
Belfast. Now, that worries me.
Jim, also, Rick Rude had a great weekend. He also beat Eric Watts on Worldwide.
That's right.
Soundly.
He did. He took care of business there.
I have a comment. I was wondering about the Lethal Lottery. If I was running the business, WCW for a second.
Which you wouldn't be.
I would like to see the lottery extended to invite people from, say, Memphis and other points around the country and really... make the ring that you get would be more like an NFL ring, you know?
Yeah, I think, if more promoters would cooperate, I'm sure the wrestlers themselves would like to compete in this situation. It's just a matter of other commitments and so forth that they have to deal with. Let's talk to Dale in Smyrna. Hi, Dale.
Hey, I got a comment and one question.
All right, Dale.
Who do you think is going to win between Ron Simmons and Rick Rude?
Well, I think that Rick Rude's right now is building quite a bit of momentum right now, Shane. I think that, not to take anything away from Ron Simmons, if the match goes 30-plus, it's going to be Rick Rude. That's my guess.
This question's for Michael Hayes. What happened to Jimmy Garvin?
Jimmy at this time is kind of pretty much semi-retired from professional wrestling and is now teaching aeronautics, I guess you would say. Flying. He's teaching people how to fly.
All right.
In an airplane.
Thanks very much, Shane. Let's talk to Edward in Decatur. Edward, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB.
Yes, I got a quick comment and a question from Michael Hayes.
All right.
First of all, Michael Hayes, you're the greatest of all time, and you're all my favorite wrestler.
Cool. Me too. What a coincidence.
Yeah. And another thing is, I sure hope you have a great time beating up on that punk Eric Watts.
I am. I mean, I'm going to tell you, and you'll get to see it on TV because they're going to tape it.
All right,
it's going to happen in Louisville.
Let's go back to telephones and talk to Forrest in Lumber City. Hi, Forrest. Welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
If you don't mind, I'd like to talk about Barry Windham.
Go ahead.
I think what he done was great. You know, I've been a Windham fan like I have a Hayes fan for years.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Michael then won the Georgia titles.
Yeah, Barry's a very talented athlete.
Yes, he is. What I'd like to know is, why do you think Barry decided to go with Brian instead of go after the world title?
Well, right now, that wasn't available to him because Rude had already had the challenge. The match was signed for Rude and Simmons. There was an opportunity here to wrestle for a world title, and he took the first opportunity available.
Yeah, and I also think that Brian Pillman was an excellent choice because he can combat a Ricky Steamboat. If you will recall the match, they had a Halloween Havoc. He can go toe-to-toe, almost move for move with Steamboat.
Let's go back to the telephones and talk to Brenda, who's calling us tonight from Columbia, Pennsylvania. Brenda, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Michael Hayes on News Talk Radio AM 750 WSB in Atlanta.
First of all, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to both of you and Michael.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And also, what is the status of the Steiners and who is new coming there?
Well, I don't know of anybody. They're talking to a lot of people, but they haven't really finalized any that I'm aware of. Too Cold Scorpio, one of the newcomers here. Probably won't be a lot of more new people until after the first of the year. To remark about the Steiner brothers, I did that at the beginning of the program. Brenda, basically, their contract has expired. Their legal representation and WCW were unable to reach terms. I heard that they wanted a no-cut contract, and WCW was not willing to do that, which I certainly don't blame them. No-cut contracts are the kiss of death, quite frankly, in athletics. It's killing football, it's killing baseball, it's killing basketball.
It's great for us athletes.
Athletes should be held accountable for it. It should be based on productivity. So the Steiners probably, in all actuality, Brenda, will probably end up wrestling in the WWF because, quite frankly, on the style, the status of the living that they've become accustomed to, there's nowhere else in the United States they can wrestle to make a good living. So it looks like WCW will be, and the Steiners will be parting company. Let's talk to JR in Gross Falls, Idaho. Hi, JR.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. First of all, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to you and Michael Hayes.
Thank you very much, buddy.
All right, my first question is about Starrcade. Who do you think's going to win the Sting Vader match?
I think Van Vader.
Oh, really? My next question is, I was wondering, how do you think Johnny B. Badd and Cactus Jack would team up?
Well, I don't know. Mike, what do you think?
I don't think that'll even get off the ground. You know, just from what with the comments that they had on WCW Saturday night and then what Cactus said tonight, you know, he said, you got to admit, though, he's a team player even in reform school. Yeah. So, you know, I guess he can give to get.
Yeah, I sure can. JR, thank you, my friend, for calling us from Gross Falls, Idaho. Here tonight on the 50,000-watt powerhouse, AM 750 WSB. We'll have more of your telephone calls, and we'll play a cut of the Slam Jam album on the program as when we come back after these timeouts.
Now, more with America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk with Jim Ross and his guests by calling 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and welcome back, everyone, to the program here tonight on a cold, rainy, bad weather outside night in Atlanta. We're going to be playing the cut of the Slam Jam album here. I'm looking at some other paperwork, folks. My mind is wandering. Believe it or not, it does that sometimes. We are going to play the new Rick Rude theme song a little bit later here in this segment, just a few moments. Daryl B. Badd, our producer, is taking your phone calls. He's wearing his spandex tights tonight. He's very concerned about driving back to his mountain chalet in Gainesville on this icy, snowy roads, and we wish him well. He'll leave right after the Billy Graham Hour of Power. He'll be wonderfully blessed, and he'll be fine. I know he will. Anyway, Michael, this week, tomorrow, Center Stage, 7 o'clock, Wednesday, Louisville, Kentucky. On Thursday, Gadsden, Alabama, at the Gadsden Coliseum. Gadsden, Alabama, the home of Danny Ford, the new coach of Arkansas. Boy, wasn't that a well-kept secret as the year progressed. Good grief. We may keep Joe kind, but we just brought Danny Ford in to help him out as a volunteer. Right, Frank Broyles. He spoke as Frank's nose grew inch by inch. On Friday, Cleveland, Ohio, and Bonifay, Florida, at the Bonifay Middle School. That's a benefit event. This Saturday in Columbus, Ohio, the Ohio Center. Hello to Frank Moskowitz up in Columbus. And Arab, Alabama, at the National Guard Armory. That'll be this Saturday. 1 week from tonight, back in the historic Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's been a long time because of the renovation efforts there, and this will be the last event in the Coliseum, I think, until the second stage of the renovation is completed. That'll be on the 13th. And then on Christmas night, WCW will be in Jacksonville, Florida, the Jacksonville Coliseum, on Saturday, the 26th of December, in Florence, Alabama, in Fort Myers, Florida, and in St. Petersburg, Florida, at the Bayfront Center. That'll be on Saturday, the 26th of December. On the 27th, Charlotte, North Carolina, the Coliseum, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Also in Greenville, South Carolina, and in Hartselle, Alabama, at the Sparkman Civic Center. And that event in Hartselle, Alabama, on the 27th of December, will be a 3 o'clock in the afternoon start. Then on the 28th, of course, at the Omni, as has been said, but it's called the Omni.
In the Omni.
And at the Coliseum at 7 o'clock, pay-per-view, spectacular. 29th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the Civic Center. The 30th of December, Baltimore, Maryland, at the Baltimore Arena. And that pretty much takes us right through the month of December. We're going to go back to the telephones now, and Shane from Austell has been holding for 30 minutes to talk about Ric Flair. And Shane, how are you?
Pretty good. I want to say after Ric Flair stole the belt and left y'all in a slump, now you've got all these great athletes, why are y'all showing them on video? I mean, it's just...
Well, why not?
It's ridiculous, man. He left y'all with nothing, and now, a year later, y'all showing him on video.
Well, I don't look at it emotionally, Shane, as obviously you do. I look at it as outstanding television programming. The matches were excellent.
History's history.
Very competitive matches. Can't erase what has happened. And I think most of the fans enjoyed watching the program. The ratings at least indicate that.
And y'all are great, but, you know, you don't have any clown at ringside or any of that mess.
Well, that's right. And I don't consider Flair a clown or Terry Funk a clown. So we aired those matches to hopefully bring some, be an entertaining product.
Well, I can understand his point is maybe it wasn't a good business move at one time, but, you know, the fans, I guess, especially Jim Ross here, since he's executive producer, is what they take in consideration first, and they felt the fans would enjoy seeing this.
Well, I think for once in a while, the wrestling promotions need to put the fans first. I think that's what WCW is trying to do, and I don't think anybody that's a wrestling fan would say, hey, I watched that match, and it wasn't enjoyable.
Right, because I know you were upset when Flair left like that under
sure.
those circumstances.
Of course, it was bad business. It was handled erroneously. But anyway, Shane, we appreciate your point of view, and thank you for your call. We do appreciate that very much. We'll talk to Will in Lawrenceville. It's what Rhymes does. Hi, Will.
Hi. My question is, who won the Jake Roberts and Sting match at Halloween Havoc, and what match was it?
It was a coal miner's glove match, Will, that was won by Sting. And let's see here. Let's talk to Aaron in Gainesville. Aaron, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Okay, I got two questions
All right.
for you. Who won at Thunder Cage on Thanksgiving night?
Sting came off the top of the cage and pinned Cactus Jack, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Right.
And are you making any negotiations with the Ultimate Warrior? And if so, is he going to team with Sting again to become the Blade Runner?
As far as I know, WCW and the Ultimate Warrior have had no talks regarding his competing here, Aaron. But we appreciate your call tonight. Let's go down to our long-distance line. We want to go all the way up to Rochester, New York. Iva is on the phone. Iva, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Michael Hayes. We thank you for calling.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
My question is about the Steiner brothers.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, an update on Rick's condition.
Well, he's not really at 100%, Iva, but he wrestled last week or week before last over in Tokyo. He and his brother defended their IWGP tag titles there. And they lost those title matches. They were scheduled to have one more tag match after that, and Rick was unable to compete in that, and Scott wrestled Masachono for the NWA title, and Scott lost that match as well. So I think Scotty's back at 100% due to his thigh bruise that he hurt while he was working out, but I don't think Rick really ever got back at 100% from his chest injury. And really, it's, at this point, I mean, I hope as both those guys are great athletes, and I certainly hope they get at 100%. And are happy with their future endeavors, but it looks as if their days in WCW have come and gone, at least until this point.
Okay, now, is Scott still the TV champion for WCW?
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier also, the fact that right now he's officially still the television
champion. Yeah, but they need to strip him of it. You know, like, if it was me, you know, and Scott Steiner, he was a fan favorite, if it was me, they'd strip it in a heartbeat.
I'm sure that he will be stripped of the title.
30 days, do it or get out.
Yeah, well, it's already been past 30. And
so, see right. you, bye.
So, I'm not real sure what they're going to do with it. I'm not so sure that they should even reinstate the title. I mean, everybody's got a title belt, so I'm not one on titles. Anyway, is that it, Iva?
That's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling tonight from Rochester, New York. We appreciate you tuning us in, and let's talk to Andy in North Carolina.
Hey, what's up?
Andy, how are you?
Andy Griffith?
No.
Mayberry?
No, not quite.
Not quite, okay.
I'm a big fan of WCW, and I'm getting so psyched up for Sting and the Great Muta coming up. But I was wondering if you could answer a question for me.
Okay, I'll try.
I've heard some rumors about some guy signing with WCW. I was just wondering, have you heard about Howard Stern yet? Howard the Hammer?
I listen to Howard. You mean the radio personality?
No, I mean the wrestler. They're not related.
Never heard of him.
Well, what about Baba Booey?
No, I haven't heard of him either, Andy, and we haven't heard of you anymore. You're gone, buddy. You're out of here. We slammed you out of here.
Was he just making up names there or what?
Andy's gone. He's out of here. We slammed him off the air. Andy's somewhere in space right now.
How about Chicklet Cal?
Yeah, let's talk to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was just wanting to know if you think that the Steiners will go to Japan or they will stay in the United States.
I think probably they're going to split their time. They're going to probably wrestle for the WWF, and for at least how long that honeymoon lasts, nobody knows. I don't expect it to be a long relationship, quite frankly, between the Steiners and the WWF. That's only my opinion. And probably they'll be wrestling a great deal in Japan. I just can't see them fitting into the WWF scheme of things right now, but maybe they will. And if they do, well, wish them the best. Okay? Thank you very much, Michelle. Daryl, we have the cut of this album. We're going to tell the fans that, as we promised, we're going to play you about a minute and a half or 2 minutes of the new Ravishing Rick Rude theme song. That's one of how many cuts, Mike, on this new album?
There's 11 cuts on this album, and like I stated last week, it is a wide variety. I'm only singing on one, so for those of you that didn't like my singing on the first one, you're idiots, but then this one does have a lot of premier vocalists, one being the guy that helped me write most of the songs, Darwin Knoort. This particular song was written by me, Jimmy Papa, and Dino Taglioli.
Dino Taglioli.
Yes, Dino Taglioli.
My gosh. I love him.
I had to save that for you because I knew if I told you before we went on the air, you just...
I love him.
I know it. And I think this does Rick Rude a lot of justice. Even if you don't like him, call us up and let us know.
All right. We're going to play the music now. We don't play music on this program except in special occasions. This is indeed a special occasion. Take it away, Daryl.
He's simply ravishing.
Thank you very much, Daryl, for that arrangement there. Daryl took care of the controls there. That was Simply Ravishing Rick Rude, one of...
11 cuts?
11 cuts. 11 different songs. I'm looking at some of the...
Which will be debuting, and you will be hearing more and more of them. Just stay looking for them slam jam bumpers with them numbers, and look. In next month's WCW Magazine, there will be a big story about it.
And in this month's WCW Magazine, with Flying Brian Pillman on the cover, there's an order form.
On the
so
back
page. So you can
page.
Order this. I wonder if they're going to be able to get these to people for Christmas.
Yes.
You know,
yes, they will. I mean, you know, obviously, if you order on December 23rd or 24th, it's going to be a little bit hard.
Well, there you go. A disclaimer.
You know.
Asterisk. All right. Well, let's see here. Let's go back to the telephones. I want to talk to Katie in Decatur. Hi, Katie. You're on AM 750 WSB.
Hi, Jim. I would like some info on how to get a job in wrestling. You know, WCW preferably. Because even if I'm too young now, I'd like to get my facts straight. So I have a few questions. What do manager and broadcast journalists do? And do you have a number I could call for some info?
Yeah, what you ought to do is you ought to call 827-2066. And if you're interested in, and just tell them what department you're interested in. and then they'll direct you to either the broadcast division or the journalism division or whatever. But that's 827-2066. That's right here in Atlanta. That's WCW down at the beautiful CNN Center. Let's see here. Who we got here on the line? Let's talk to Sarah in Smyrna. Hello, Sarah.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask Michael Hayes about the album, and you just answered my question there, and I wanted to know when he's going to be wrestling. He's the greatest.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. right now, I'm fortunate enough that I've saved a few pennies here and there, and I don't have to wrestle because I look so good standing next to Jim on Sunday nights and tell it like it is that I can go on with this broadcasting job. But thank you for the comment on the album, too. It's going to be hot.
Thanks very much, Sarah, and we'll be back with more with Wrestling with Jim Ross. We'll be telling you about what you're going to be able to see this weekend on television, and we'll be taking more of your telephone calls. 872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750, WSB.
This is Missy Hyatt, the most fabulous babe in wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Why don't you give him a call at 872-0750, or if you're outside the Atlanta area, call him at 1-800-WSB-TALK.
Doesn't she read well, ladies and gentlemen? It was Crayola, too. That was Missy Hyatt, and thanks for Daryl for playing that. It certainly brightened up my night. How about you, Mike? Turn your mic on, Mike. There you go.
Hello.
There you go.
You can always expect at least a couple big things out of Missy, so nothing surprises me when it comes her way.
I got that. And Daryl loved that one. He knew. Watch those hand gestures, Daryl. You got to drive to Gainesville in the snow and ice. You don't want to have to be looking over your shoulder, so to speak. Let's talk to Luke in Jonesboro. Hello, Luke. You're on AM 750 WSB.
Hi, Jim. I was wondering if you, Michael, either one of you know... whatever happened to the six-man title, and who's got it if it's still around?
It's not around.
No, it's not around. They've really been decreasing titles around here.
Yeah. Now, that title's been eliminated, as has the U.S. tag titles. And
I think the theory was kind of like with the boxing's got three different promotions, and everybody's got a belt, then what does it mean?
Everybody's got a championship, everybody's a champion, and there's just too many, it's just too diluted.
Of course, there wasn't no coincidence that they took the six-man title and then the U.S. titles from us, but that's okay, just, you know, run over our face.
Thanks, Luke, appreciate your call tonight. Let's talk to Larry in Dalton. Larry, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB, thank you.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing, Michael?
All right, know any good carpet jokes?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got a question for you, Jim.
Okay, Larry.
What do you think of the Curt Hennig comeback?
I think Curt Hennig's a great athlete, and hopefully his back is sound. He's a good competitor. He's a good wrestler.
Yeah, and about the Steiners, I think they're kind of stupid going to WWF. I mean, not taking anything away from them or anything.
Well, that description has been used before of the Steiner brothers. Whether it's true or not is obviously to everyone's own opinion, but... you know, professional sports, when you have athletes that want a no-cut contract, in other words, just for the right of us, of me competing here, we don't want to be held accountable productivity-wise, is ludicrous. Not just for the Steiners, but for anybody in any sports. You've got to be held accountable. I guarantee you, folks out there listening right now going to work tomorrow are going to be held accountable for their efforts and their productivity, and athletes should be treated any differently.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the WWF kind of going downhill, like turning into kind of like I guess I heard it described as a circus atmosphere. They've even got a clown to prove it.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's their philosophy. It's rather a unique one, but and they've been successful with it in a lot of ways as well. So I guess it takes both flavors to make everybody happy. Let's talk to Joe in Douglasville. Joe, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and Michael Hayes tonight.
Hey, I got three quick questions to ask.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, if Rajnrud, if he becomes a world heavyweight champion, will they have a tournament for the U.S. belt?
I would assume so, Joe. That would that's a normal procedure because he would obviously not be able to defend both, and nor would probably want to.
Okay, and Michael PSA, I got a question for you.
Alrighty.
I just wanted to know, who was your toughest opponent you ever faced in the ring?
Oh, well, boy. You know, there's different circumstances. I would say the first thing coming to my match is, as far as matches, opponents come in different categories and standards. I'd say when I took the belt from Luger in Nashville of Wrestle War of 89.
And you had some other tough matches, Von Erich.
Oh, I had a lot of tough matches. Yeah, but those were tags. I thought he was implying single matches, which, you know, I haven't had that many of.
Is that what you're talking about, Joe, single matches?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's... I can agree. I can see that, certainly. Well, you know, you wrestle him. I didn't.
Yeah, I guess I would. Thank you very much there, Jim.
You're welcome, Mike. Don't mention it, buddy. Let's talk to Chris in Atlanta. Chris, you're on AM 750 WSB.
Good evening, Jim and Michael. This is Chris Etheridge, former UWF ring announcer. I've been living in Atlanta since July, and I've been completing my college education. I hadn't seen a lot of wrestling except for the last couple of months, and I wanted to tell you that you're doing a great job, and love or hate Bill Watts, he is insightful and aware of what the fans want. I'm really enjoying the main event classics. Michael Hayes, you have without a doubt proven you are the perennial Freebird and the most successful, and continued success to you and all of your endeavors. My question is, what is the status of the National Wrestling Alliance? Like I said, I've been going to school. What was the reasoning behind WCW being established as an organization? And why does the NWA World title, being the most prestigious, receive second billing to WCW's, quote, world title?
Well, those are good questions, Chris, and I hope we have time to give your answers some justice. The NWA, the cooperative of the NWA and all the promoters that made up the NWA, started drifting apart, and some of the promoters in age, but a lot of things started changing, and it became... the NWA lost a lot of its luster. WCW, when it was formed, they were going to be recognized as a branch of the NWA, but then there was a lot of legal things. Again, a lot of potential lawsuits. It got to be it's a long story that has really nothing to do with wrestling or philosophy. And nobody's ever said that WCW was better than NWA or whatever. It was all about the legalities of it and the politics of wrestling. And unfortunately, that was the decision that was made, that the WCW would form its own group. But we certainly recognize the NWA champion, and in many parts of the country, the NWA championship is held in higher regard than the WCW title, but that's not the case here in Atlanta. We certainly appreciate your call, Chris, and I hope you'll call us back when we've got more time to talk with you. Well, Mike... we've just about got another hour in the book here. Next week, I'll be in Tampa for the Falcons-Buccaneers game. And I know Tony will be here. Maybe Larry will drop by, and hope I can drop by, too, to be on the program if I get back in time. Thank you for being with us.
As always, it's a lot of fun to be here and talk to the fans, even though some of you idiots, some of you have decent questions. And I guess that's the varieties of spice of life.
That's what they say. And if you're driving outside tonight, be very, very careful. Be very careful driving to work tomorrow. Leave yourself a little additional time. As we said, a lot of big things coming up. Tomorrow night is at Center Stage, 7 o'clock, and the big one in the Omni, Starcade 92, Monday, December the 28th. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets.